Two people that not only wear one watch, but maybe three or four, because they are always right on time. I'm telling you, straight up at 8 o'clock, and welcome to a Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Delighted to have you all with us, and delighted here in studio to, as each week, we welcome Erin Slattery. She's the president and CEO of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. A very good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fantastic.
I got to tell you, I love that thing you're wearing. Whatever that
necklace.
It's a necklace, yes. That's beautiful. It looks like a wonderful piece of art.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to the Art Stars Award tonight, right. So I felt I had to be artsy.
Right. And while you're saying that, I need to congratulate the guy sitting next to you because he's being nominated for Arts Patron of the Year at tonight's Laguna Beach Art Star Awards. And then that's our own Jeff Redeker.
Yay.
A good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. It is very unique. It is very unique.
Yeah. Well, first of all, congratulations. I know you're a modest person.
I've been accused of a lot of things, Ed. That's not one of them. Well, I'll take it.
I deadpanned into a computer screen because we don't have a camera, but I had to deadpan into that one. No, but congratulations. It's a well-deserved recognition for
Thank you.
All right. Life treating you well these last couple of days? You're busy doing anything this weekend, maybe?
It's crazy. It's Grapes for Grads weekend. Yeah. I mean, anybody who's been driving around town, seeing the giant banner out of the Festival of Arts grounds, I mean, the buzz around town, seeing all the signs and posters in the windows of all the merchants that have donated. I mean, it's been an outpouring of donation. And we've also just all of the residents, you know, coming out to support the, you know, the students. This is what the money's for.
Well, I got
to
tell you that and just making the announcement, hey, we've got a couple of tickets. And then the listeners are going crazy over this, by the way. So I know that we're just giving away a few here and there with some VIP passes, which another pair are available today right now. Now that Jeff's on air, you can text the word grapes or grads or any combination thereof to 949-715-5936 and score yourself a pair. You and a guest, man. And some VIP passes. Who could do that?
Yeah, you can't buy VIP.
Right.
You have to be a sponsor of a certain level or higher to get VIP. So it's not like we just sell them. So this is a great deal.
Yeah, it is. Erin, are you a fan of wine? Do you drink a little wine here and there?
Of course, yes. And I already have my two tickets already in the bag. As soon as they went on sale, I went online and got them.
Right.
But of course, I've got more friends that want to join me, so I'm going to have to get a few more today before they don't sell them anymore online, I understand.
Yeah, advance purchase ends at 1 o'clock today. It's 48 hours before the event opens to the public.
Right.
And that gives us a time to calculate everything and create all our will call lists and all that stuff. I mean, we're not completely automated. We're moving in that direction. Maybe next year it'll only be 24 hours, but yes. Today at 1 o'clock is the cutoff for advanced ticket sales, but there will be ticket sales at the door, but they will be 75 rather than 65.
Right. So you figure you're taking your significant other, you're saving $20 today, get them before 1 o'clock.
Exactly.
Yes. All right. So yesterday I had the good fortune of speaking with Laura Spino about wine. Dude, I'm telling you, they're going to set up the wine. It's going to be fantastic there. Pavilions is a sponsor. She came in here yesterday and there's nothing she doesn't know about wine, first of all. It was a great conversation. So I'm really, really looking forward to some of the samples and, I'm not going to overdo it.
You know, a lot of people don't know Pavilions, Peter Jones, before Laura,
right?
They've supported this event since the very inception, as has the chamber. And it's been an amazing, run. We had 2 years where we didn't have the event, but we still did donation drives. So even though we didn't have two events during the pandemic, we did still generate enough money to give out all the scholarships that the Rotary always commits to.
Right.
And so it's great, So even though this is our 16th year, we've been at this for 18 plus.
And when do you start planning for this? We know the end of April is when it happens and when we all get to enjoy it. And we really don't know the suffering that happens in the months before. When do you start planning for this?
August.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, right when the folks get back from LCAD, we award our Laguna College of Arts and College of Art and Design scholarships.
Right.
And that's when we start promoting to our sponsors and to the other folks. We've already, believe it or not, we already have our dates for a couple of years in advance out at the festival grounds that we've secured. But yeah, the planning begins. We get a month or two off where we sort of can sit back and sort of look at the numbers and say what worked, what didn't work, sort of thing. Right. And we get a lot of feedback, you know, from folks that want to make the event better and have great suggestions. Right. So, yeah, it starts in August.
Do you mind if I spill the beans on some of the auction items? Is that cool?
Oh, absolutely. Please do. Yeah. Yes. We're
really lucky. So there's a Tuscany culinary escape that happens. This is a trip to Tuscany, and it's just, do you love Tuscan food? Do you love Northern Italian
yes.
food? Oh my God, who doesn't?
Yes.
So that's one of the auction items. There's also a Sonoma golf experience.
I actually bid on that last year, and it was amazing. I took my wife there. I was actually won the bid on that. Mm-hmm. I took my wife for our anniversary, and it was fantastic. It was just top notch.
It includes a 2-night stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and the spa. It includes, of course, the round of golf at the Sonoma Golf Club. Are you a good golfer?
Define good.
Right. Do your clubs end up bent out of shape?
They don't end up bent out of shape, but they have a lot of dirt on them.
Okay. All right.
But Jeff is going to be attending our golf tournament on Monday, May 15th with his foursome. We still have room for players. If there's anybody out there that wants to join us on Monday, May 15th for our golf tournament with the Chamber, it's going to be so much fun.
When you set up a foursome, do you set up people that play as well as you, better than you? Always better.
All right. He's better.
Oh, okay.
At least in my particular instance, that's the case. And that's not a real stretch.
Right. I got to think, my qualifying thing would be I'd have to set, and I'm not a golfer, but I'd have to set it up with people I like. You know, you can't have somebody, even if they're better than you, I don't want you part of my foursome, man. One of the sponsors is Irvine BMW, and are they bringing that amazing car that you told me about?
Yeah, there's like, I don't have it written down in front of me, but there's like 5 or 6 in the entire country. It's the latest and greatest electric vehicle.
Right.
It's going to be on display there. We talked to them about this, like, I think it was like October. Like, right. Would you want to be a part of this? They go, let us see if we can get some of our latest, cars that are electric vehicles, because, you know, Laguna is such a green conscious city, and they really wanted to showcase it here, and they wanted to be a part of it. So we were very excited to have them involved.
I wonder going to be great at Grapes for Grads.
Yeah. And I wonder if the festival people would let me just build a little track around the Grapes for Grads. You know, we could just test drive it a few times.
You know, yeah. Good luck with that.
Thank you. There you go. I'll do my best in trying to convince them of that. But back to auction items. There's also a Nashville Unplugged trip. Let me tell you what this is here. So this is so cool. It's a guided tour of Nashville. It's a guided tour of the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. My God, it's a 3-night stay at the Lowe's Vanderbilt. I've been at the Lowe's Vanderbilt in Nashville during the broadcast convention. Wow, dude. This is a good piece here.
I mean, that whole, so that stretch right there on that main drag is just so impressive. I mean, even if I'm not a huge country music fan, but I mean, going to Nashville, there is an appreciation just for, the industry and what it takes to make it in that particular industry. And there's some amazing, events that take place and nightly.
Right. I was part of a country show in a previous life. I was part of a country show on radio. And spent a few times down that drag in Nashville. I bought some cowboy boots just for that. I still got them. I may be utilizing those. What was the painting that you told me about that's going to be amazing to bid? By the way, thank you very much for asking me to be the auctioneer for the live auction.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we wanted somebody local and knew the folks here in town and stuff like that. It'd make it a little bit more fun and interactive.
It's a good thing quality didn't count. No.
I think it's going to be top quality.
I appreciate that.
Well, one of my favorite photographers, and I know that anybody that goes to the Brook Street Invitational Surf Contest or knows our folks that saw us in the festival know Sean Hunter Brown.
Right.
He's one of the premier, ocean photographers, not just in Laguna, but I'd say the entire country.
Right.
And he has donated a large 60-inch acrylic photograph over at Rockpile. So it's local. So folks here that are looking for an amazing piece of art for their home here in Laguna, this is local artist supporting local up and coming artists. And I just couldn't be more happy with it. My thanks to Sean and his wife, Kelly, for supporting us. It's great.
So did I cut you off? Were you
going to say? No, it's okay. I just wanted to say that, I love that this event goes to support the students at LCAD and the Laguna Beach High School. I just recently was at the Newport Scholarship Award dinner, and the young people today are just so impressive, what they're already learning, and I just feel this is a great event to support them and their futures, because they're going to be taking care of us.
Right. And we'll be fascinated by their art for years to come, man. That's really, you know.
Well, and Ed, as you know, I mean, what have we said for, you know, decades here in our town? Art is our industry.
Right.
All right. So what we're doing is we're supporting Laguna by doing that.
Right. You're putting your money where your mouth is what you're doing, man. You know, I love that.
And the kids at the high school, they're our future leaders. You know, they'll get to be those folks that get to go and spend Tuesday nights over at City Council.
Right. Exactly.
Right. And the just a personal question, if I may.
Of course.
Being a member of the Rotary Club, tell me the importance and the value that holds. The things that you guys do, man.
You know, a lot of people like don't realize how much the Rotary gives back to this community. When I first joined the Rotary, I'm in banking, so the president of the bank wanted me to get involved in a service organization. So I knew Susan Montana. She invited me to a meeting. I know my father knew some of the Rotarians, and so I went to a couple of meetings, and it was fairly raucous. I mean, they have a good time at their meetings. I'll let you know that. But they support through their grants programs, through their scholarship programs, RILA, their youth leadership programs. They do so much. And most people think that they're, by looking at that wheel, that they're some sort of, machinist union or something.
Right.
These people are residents, business owners, all here in Laguna Beach, and they have been supporting this community since 1931. I'm proud to be a part of them. Right. I've been a part of them for now over, 23 years now.
And we're proud to have you as part of that. You're a baller, dude, and you get things done, and you help put things together like this coming Sunday's Grapes for Grads, which, by the way, you can get tickets until 1 o'clock for $65. At grapesforgrads.com. Otherwise, you're going to be paying a little more at the door on Sunday.
That's correct.
All right. Before I'll get back to you in just a second. Aaron, you've been busy as well.
I have. I've been so busy. We actually have several ribbon cuttings coming up next month. We have Mercado Laguna in North Laguna. It's a fabulous gourmet grocery store, and we're having a ribbon cutting on Thursday, May 4th. Okay. So you'll definitely want to stock up on some goodies if you're having a party for Cinco de Mayo the next day. We have Yummy Dogs coming up. Yes. Yay.
Have you had one yet? Have you had one yet?
No, they are opening on Saturday.
Okay.
So they're opening tomorrow.
Well, they did that
little soft for friends and family.
Right.
Opening, yes.
Okay.
But they're officially opening tomorrow.
Nice.
And we're going to have the ribbon cutting on Thursday, May 11th. It's going to be so much fun.
They're just nice people, by the way. Those are just a wonderful.
You know, can I just throw something out there about Yummy Dogs? I went down there to support at Planning Commission when they were going through the process of getting put here, getting their license and getting their build out stuff, put in place. And what a lot of people, I know from growing up in this town, there's not a lot of things for kids to do in our commercial area. And to have a hot dog place that's a reasonably priced,
right,
and that has arcade games, and it's going to be it's going to be fun for to have something, for kids in the downtown area.
Right. It feels almost like a throwback.
It really is.
It's a cool throwback. It's very, very cool. I'm sorry, Aaron.
No, it's okay. Because after we indulge on our yummy dogs, we're going to have to work off those calories at Laguna Bar, which is, I guess bar like a ballet bar.
Okay.
And it's on Thursday, May 18th. Okay. And so we're going to get some exercise tips.
Right.
So that'll be fabulous. And of course, we have golf coming up on May 15th.
Yes.
And we have our auction, which is going to be online, and that will go live and so ahead of time. So we'll be sending out an email giving everybody the opportunity to check out our silent auction items.
How far ahead of time will that email go out? Or how far ahead of time will we know or should we know?
Well, I'm hoping to send it out today
if I get it done.
Of course, we may be adding a few more items next week as they pop in.
Right.
But yeah, the goal is to get it out today. So...
Right. I'll bet if you toss that necklace on as an auction item, it would do really well.
I can't part with this.
Erin, is there still opportunities for people to sponsor for the golf tournament?
Oh, yes. Yes, right. We're definitely looking for sponsors. So if you'd like to have a nice big flag with your logo on it at our golf tournament, we'd love to have you, as well as vendor tables. So if you have an item that you would like to get in front of our golfers and have that item and be able to have the opportunity to talk to the golfers about your product. Right. We have vendor tables as well. So it's going to be a fun day.
Fantastic.
Yes. And of course, Grapes for Grads. I'm so looking forward to that on Sunday. Yeah. What I tend to do is I will like walk around and find the wines that I like the best.
Right.
And then I take a photo of the label. And then I know I can go to Pavilions and get it.
Exactly.
So it's really nice.
But just know that there are some other, you know, boutique places that are going to be also, you know, mixed in there. You know, Doug from Winecraft is, he's going to be pouring some different wines. And, of course, his shop is right across from where Pacific Edge is and right next to Red Dragon. He's involved this year. So there's going to be a lot of other, like, some of the wine shops and a few little boutique wineries as well.
Yeah.
It just expands every year.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I think to myself, as delicious as the wines are, I have to be one of those guys that kind of like, kind of spits it back type of that. You know, there's over 90 wines to choose from. There's over 90 wines to select from. So once again, you can go to grapesforgrads.com for your tickets before 1 o'clock today is where you're saving the money. If not, then you show up at the door and you pay $75 a ticket. This is this coming Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. Thank you so much. Jeff, again, thanks for all you do. And thanks. We'll look forward to seeing you this coming Sunday. Erin, thank you as well.
Yes, I'm looking forward to Sunday.
Yeah, great day.
Thanks, guys.
All right, have a great day. 8:18 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.